This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dukes and Bell.
Let's go.
Presented by Finley Roofing.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
He's back! Grant McCauley's back, but I'm talking about a Ronald Acuna. And Grant, it's an exciting time for our Braves. But let's talk about, first and foremost, what Snicker had to say today. I saw where one of his comments was he thought Ronald looked like he's in the best shape of his life. What is he saying? Yeah. What is he saying about this?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one of the things I think you could see with Ronald. And I think we talked about this on a call last week, was just that he had trimmed down a bit. Not that he was ever overweight in any way, shape, or form, but he had bulked up some over the years. And I think he just went back to a simpler approach, leaned down 10, maybe 15 pounds. And some of that, I think, is going to help overall mobility. I do not think he has lost his strength whatsoever, because this is a guy that can launch a baseball into orbit, and I'm not too worried about that aspect of his game. But for his knees, I think he prioritized maybe being a bit leaner. So that's something that stands out to Snit. And he also said one of those great baseball sayings, which is, you better not get up and go get a beer, because you might miss something special, because this guy's capable of changing a game. So I think the Braves are excited to be able to talk about that, to have their star leadoff man back at the top of the order and in right field to hopefully be a catalyst for a lot of good things to come for this team this year.
Grant, the return of Acuna has just energized the city here on a holiday Friday, heading into the weekend, heading to Memorial Day. But I was talking with Dukes early, and you know, look, he's not going to be 100% himself yet. I think he'll get there. I think he'll get there pretty quickly, to be honest. But I don't know if we'll get that tonight, game one. So with that said, what aspect of his game do you think probably has the furthest to go to get him back to 100-100? Is it at the plate? Is it defensively? It is base running? What do you think
is maybe the furthest away?
It's
not the plate, I can tell you that. So the big thing, I think, with Ronald is just, and the whole purpose of his rehab assignment being, as you know, beyond just this one week that we saw, because I think at face value, you could look at it and say, huh, well, he only spent a week in the minor league, so what has he been able to accomplish here? What's left to do? But then you have to kind of flash back to what exactly he was doing when it came to the rehab that he was working on back in mid-February. And that was a big part of the whole process for him to, you know, get himself ready to play and take all the at-bats that he needed. So he's basically had 3 months worth of at-bats to work his way back in. So the 1 week that we're talking about here, it kind of goes beyond that. I think fielding, obviously, base running, and just the general upkeep of his body are the things that the Braves are looking to see from him.
What about the corresponding move with Arcia? And, you know, I think a lot of people, I thought you stated it pretty well on social media today when talking about Arcia. Great dude, but the production just had fallen off. And, you know, when you talk about what we're getting from the likes of Eli White and, you know, Nick Allen, et cetera, you're getting more production combined by those guys than you were getting from Arcia. What did you think about that move?
Yeah, I feel like that move had been one that, if you're reading the tea leaves, it wasn't a stretch at this point. Losing that starting job to Nick Allen, that's kind of the writing on the wall for him at that point. But, you know, Orlando had some moments here, and unfortunately the last couple of years, it's kind of the business side of things. It's just not something that was working for him and obviously wasn't working for the club. So this move gives them more depth in that they can deploy players a little bit differently. They'll be able to pinch run some of their guys a little bit differently than they did, you know, even last night when they were utilizing Orlando Arcia as a pinch runner, which that's not really the strength of his game, certainly. So I feel like it's just one of those things that sometimes it works for a while. Sometimes the change comes sooner than you think, but who knows? Maybe they'll be able to figure out a way to get Orlando Arcia back in the organization. He'll go to AAA and maybe have a role to play down the line. You never know. He's only 30, so it's not like his career is over at this point.
Grant, I don't know if he's ever going to get the recognition he probably deserves right now because of the legacy that was left of Andrew Jones. But the last couple nights, man, Michael Harris is showcasing why he is, in my opinion, A1 alpha best defensive center fielder in all of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, if you compare anybody to Andrew Jones in that respect, you probably set yourself up for disappointment. But what you said, I think, is absolutely in line with what we're seeing out there from Michael Harris. I mean, I was watching it last night, and there's been a lot of talk about the numbers and what's not been working for him. But at the plate, I think he's going to sort it out. It's in the field where he always seems like he has the ability to change a game. And we're just seeing more and more and more of that. And he's just a guy that – I think you expect this kind of stuff out of him, which may be a dangerous thing in some cases for some players, but I think Michael Harris is one of those guys that we know what we're getting out there, and it's been very impressive seemingly since day one and shows no signs of slowing down.
Just a bad night for A.J. Smith-Shawver?
I think so. I think that was a little bit of it, and I think that, you know, you're going to have those no matter how good you are over the course of the season, but you hope to minimize those and learn from those as well. So maybe a little adjustment that he needs to make. Maybe it's a sequencing thing. Maybe, and honestly, the way I looked at it was he just didn't seem to be as precise as he needed to be. So that's the stuff he can sort out and get back on the hill in 5 days. And that's kind of what we talked about yesterday, Carl, was, you know, knowing where you're going to be every fifth day also helps you to make those adjustments.
Yeah.
Hey, Grant, I think it's important that Strider's back and Acuna's back because you got to get things going. The upcoming schedule, this stretch of, I'd say, the next 10 series, I think 8 of them are against teams that are either right where you are or above you, and certainly some of those contending. It's a much more difficult stretch coming up over the next month and change than what you have been dealing with.
Yeah, and you'd like to have reinforcements, the likes of a Spencer Strider and Ronald Acuna Jr. to help you do the things you need to do over the next, what you said, 8 out of 10 series, certainly. I mean, maybe the Rockies and the Marlins aren't necessarily the clubs you're staring at and thinking it's going to be the teeth of that schedule, but you are going to have to test your mettle against a lot of other clubs that are either on your level or already in playoff contention, which the Braves very much want to get back to. So, yeah, winning series is the name of the game here, and now they, I think, can finally look at this club and say they're closer, as if not as close as they can get, to full strength at this point.
Tell me about Chris Sale. Looks like he's back. We've been talking about it for a few weeks as we are joined by Grant McCauley, our Braves insider guys. Ronald Acuna making his return to the Braves tonight. We talked about the lineup a little bit earlier, but Sale 2-3 with a 3.62 ERA. That ERA is down, but it is San Diego.
Yeah, and we saw what the Padres are capable of doing, obviously, early on in the year. But this is a club that comes in on a lengthy losing streak, and Chris Sale hopefully will be able to add to that and get the Braves back in the win column after what was really a misfire in Washington, a series that kind of set them back and took away some of the momentum in Boston, of which Chris Sale was a big part of that with his return to Fenway Park and what was his latest and greatest outing that I think, to your point, Carl, kind of pointed to this guy is back. The velocity's there. The precision's there. He's doing the things that he needs to do. And well, fortunately, the Braves have, you know, Chris Sale to, I think, front this rotation right now through what we're talking about is going to be a very tough run over the next, what, 4 or 5 weeks.
Hey, Grant, final question for me. It's kind of a big picture. We've got the All-Star game coming here in a couple of weeks, a month and a half, whatever it is. Who from Atlanta might be represented at the All-Star game?
I have no idea. I mean, I think they start the voting too early, and, you know, by the time we get to the middle of July in 2 months, things could look a lot different. So the fan voting component, I'd point to the usual suspects here. I mean, Ronald coming back gives him a runway for that. Pitching staff is picked a little bit differently. There's a committee, I guess, of picks on that. It used to, I think, just be primarily the manager of the team for that year. But, you know, obviously Chris Sale could make a case for it there. Marcell Ozuna started hot, but you kind of look at his numbers, he's still drawing some walks, but they've cooled off a lot as well. So you just never know. And it'll depend on, obviously, the fan voting to set the starting lineup. And then we'll see how they kind of backfill it from there. But if I were to just cherry pick a couple of different guys, Chris Sale, Ronald Acuna Jr., probably toward the top of my list, honorable mention, obviously Austin Riley, Matt Olson have experience with this All-Star thing. We'll see if they're able to turn it on at the right time and be here at Truist Park for an extra game. You know, Matt Olson loves to play every day, so he wants to get that All-Star game on his list.
All right, Grant, when are you on this weekend? Tell the people when they can hear you.
Yeah, I'll be on 10 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I am on Sunday because the game is a 4 o'clocker here to close out the series. So I will have Brandon Gaudin of FanDuel Sports on to talk about the return of Ronald Acuna Jr., the big weekend here at Truist Park, and we'll talk about everything else happening across Major League Baseball.
Awesome. Grant, great job, man. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy the weekend, and make sure you guys tune in on Sunday at 10. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.